This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Velvet Underground wrapping up that set of music because I am beginning to see the light. Before the Velvet Underground, some Strokes in there as well from the Is This It album with Last Night. Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes celebrating a birthday today. He is 42 years old. And you know what happened on his 18th birthday? Literally on his 18th birthday, and I know this for a fact because on his 18th birthday, A&M Records announced that Soundgarden broke up. Yeah, back in 1997. So I played some Soundgarden in there. Pulled that from the Psalms EP. And that was them doing their version of Devo's Girl You Want. What else? What else? What else? Oh, start off the entire set with The Cult. The Cult. First single from the Sonic Temple album. And Fire Woman. Gets us where we are now. We're literally about 4.5 minutes past the top of the hour. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Because Spack Brothers offers pizza, and they offer hoagies, and they offer wings, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them at 412-362-SPAK, online at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Speaking of birthdays, Fred Smith has a birthday tomorrow. He'll be 73 years old. Not Fred Sonic Smith. I'm talking about the man who replaced Richard Hell in television on bass. In fact, here's a little bit of his bass work. Oh yeah, what the heck? We're doing it. We're going all in. We're playing Marquee Moon here. Not the full album, just the song.
Well, it kind of like it put out. when something is wrong with my baby. Something is wrong with me. And if I know she's worried, then I would feel that same misery.
The Sincere's asking you, what's his name here on the Viva La Mach radio program? And would you believe that song actually just came out last year? Yep, released in 2020. Sounds like it. It should have been released like 54 years ago, back in 1967. But it wasn't. But you know what was? That Sam and Dave song I played right before that. Yeah, When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. Unfortunately, it was on this day back in 1998. We lost the Dave half of Sam and Dave. Dave Prater. Silkworm in there as well. Now, I pulled that off of a compilation that came out in the late 90s from Silkworm called Even a Blind Chicken Finds a Kernel of Corn Now and Then. I just love that title, but that's actually Silkworm doing their cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. A couple things I'll tell you is, one is Silkworm's version actually came out in 1992 as the A-side to a 7-inch on Temporary Freedom Records. And B, or maybe I should say 2, Fleetwood Mac, that came out on their 1977, the original, I should say, came out in 1977 on their Rumors album, and it is the only song on that album credited to all 5 members of the band for writing credits. Before Silkworm, the title track from Television's debut album, Marquee Moon, because, as I mentioned, Fred Smith, bass player for Television, has a birthday tomorrow, turning 73 years old. A couple little facts about Fred Smith that you might not care about, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He was actually the original bassist with Angel and the Snake. And you're like, yeah? So? Well, okay, let me tell you this. Angel and the Snake, they changed their name to Blondie and the Bonsai Babies. And you're like, Moxter, are you getting something with this? I mean, are you going somewhere? What's going on? Okay, Blondie and the Bonsai Babies actually just shortened their name to Blondie. And yeah, so he was the original bass player for what became Blondie, but he quit in 1975 to actually replace Richard Hell, who had just left Television. I know the things you learn, whether you want to or not, while listening to the Viva La Mach radio program. Like, when I played the Sam and Dave and that Sincere's, I'm like, man, you know who would love this? You know who might actually play this outside of you, the Moxter? Jay Thurber. Yeah, he's got a little program on Saturday afternoons called Radio 9 from noon until 3. Now, the great part about his show is it's not an oldie show. The only oldie thing about the show is Jay Thurber. But he plays oldies, so he plays songs from his youth. And then he's hip to the kids of today, and he plays newies. And because he's got both of these personalities colliding with each other all the time, he's just filled with a whole bunch of snark. So that's why you listen to Radio 9 on Saturday's afternoon, just to be like, what's he going to say next? And I get to hear a bunch of great music. Again, that is Radio 9, Saturday afternoon right here on Pittsburgh's freeform, independent radio station, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, what else should I tell you? Oh, we should probably get into more music at some point. I should do that. I do have a mock on a Friday night show that comes up at midnight on a Tuesday afternoon. You can sometimes hear it at 5. It's National Unicorn Day. I'm teasing you with that, yeah. National Unicorn Day. So I, the Moxter, I'm going to take advantage of that. And we're doing a unicorn mock tonight. I'm just letting it out there for you to know now. I'm just too excited about it. It's a unicorn mock. Also celebrating a birthday this weekend is Brian Setzer. Tomorrow is his birthday. And guess what? Before he was in the Stray Cats, he had a little band called the Bloodless Pharaohs. His younger brother Gary was in the band. Bob Beecher and Ken Kinnelly were all the members of that band. So why not play you some young guitar virtuoso Brian Setzer to celebrate his birthday with the song Bloodless Pharaohs from the Bloodless Pharaohs. Happy birthday, Brian. 62 years old. Would you believe that is how the song ends? I didn't mistakenly hit a button or unplug something and something weird's going on. No, that split ends from their 1979 album Frenzy with Icy Red. Would you also believe that that album originally came out without that song on it? Yeah, the first 10,000 copies did not include that track, and then they later repressed it with that song. So I could play it for you some like 42 years later. XTC, speaking of 42, actually more like 43 years later, XTC back in 1978 had an album called White Noise. I played their version of Fireball XL5, which was an outtake. It never actually made that album. It made a box set many years later, but I played that for you before the split ends. And I started off the entire set with the Cardboards, Pittsburgh's own Cardboards, and I'm guessing 80, maybe 81 from their Greatest Hits Volume 2, which ironically is the only album they actually put out. And the song is Electrical Generator. Speaking of Cardboards, I'm just going to put a side note out there. And I think you can find it on YouTube. Look for Debt Begins at 20. Just look for it. It was a great little documentary put out back in 1980. Or film. I don't know if you'd call it. It's a documentary. Yeah, because the Cardboards and a bunch of local bands of that time. And it's just kind of fun to sit in the Wayback Machine and watch that program. Speaking of Wayback Machine, I played the Bloodless Pharaohs doing their song Bloodless Pharaohs because a young 21-year-old Brian Setzer was the guitarist in that band. His younger brother was actually, Gary was actually the drummer, but Brian is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. He'll be 62 years old. Brian, you might also know from this band called the Stray Cats. Hey, we've got like, what, 13 minutes left before we get to the top of the hour, So with that, I should probably get back into more music for you. Hey, if you ever have a suggestion for a song, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
I'm
it's mostly misery. Don't even ask. You never wanted to hear the truth, so you took another shot, and it's always black and blue. Another breakdown boy with a broken heart. New enough to stop, late to the start. Better angels are falling two by two. So you took another hit, and it's always black and blue. Always black and blue. All this time I've been sleeping. Sleeping up in daydream believing. Everything is spinning round. Gotta turn it upside down. Last thing I wanna do. So you took another swing, and it's always black and blue.
Up if you go too slow.
From their sixth studio album, that's Hall & Oates with You Must Be Good for Something. Now, here's a few things I know. One is that came out in 1977. Two, Tommy Mottola. Yeah, the former Mr. Mariah Carey. And, yeah, he was also the CEO of Sony Entertainment for 15 years. Sang backup on that track. And three, I was talking to someone recently who said they could count the number of songs they like by Hall & Oates on one finger. And I really was like, you know what? Maybe you should dig a little deeper. That's all I'm saying, because personally, I think that was a really good song. Personally. Hey, 4019's before that. Brand new CD is coming out. Maybe it's out. I'm not even positive. I know I have a copy of it. It's called New Roaring Twenties, and that's It's For Fun. That's All We're Living For. Before that, how about Detroit's own Popular Creeps from the B-side from their latest single with Black and Blue? Start off the entire set from the For Sake of Argument album, the third and final album from Lexington, Kentucky's own Strangle Martin and Mean Old Skeleton. Hey, I'm not going to try to be a mean old skeleton, but I got some business to take care of right at the top of the hour, but then I'll be back with more music. How about that?
To vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Hey, let's play some brand spanking new music from Pittsburgh's own A-Money in the downtown city. It's a new track called Fantastic.
You won't step away from being perfect, but your smile, it gave me shivers. Your love gave me the courage. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were one step away from falling in love. Holding on to the past, so afraid to get your feet wet when you were already running with me. You were oh oh oh, you were oh oh oh, you were oh oh oh, so fantastic. You were one step away from being perfect, but the distance, it just came between us. And then it tore us apart. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were everything I could have asked for. I could have held you forever. Saturdays in our PJs. Lying around the house, we were up to no good. You were oh, oh, oh.
chest.